I think that's good, John. You know, the Lord said to the thief in the cross, "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise." We enter paradise, or the unclothed state. That's something we enter individually, personally. But when it's the matter of the Father's house, we all go in there together. He receives us unto himself. It's a collective thought. And also in the Father's house, it says there are many abodes. It's a large place.
And you know what? We'll never leave it either.
That's the point.
When we never leave the Father's house, and that's again, it's sometimes you have the idea, well, when we come to reign with him, we'll never leave it. As long as he's there, we'll be there.
And it's good to keep the reverence with it attached. I mean, sometimes in Christian circles, people, real Christians, but they're making songs like throwing football in my father's yard and stuff like this. I think, brother, we should keep reverent to these things. That the Father's house, there are many abodes. It's a place where divine persons dwell. And you know what? We're going to be there to enjoy things that probably in our capacity right now we never enjoyed. And we thank him for it.
Just stick to the spiritual songs book. No?
Yeah, John.
Yes.
Why are you listening?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I have to listen. I'll tell you.
I couldn't help but notice in this portion in Revelations that we're looking at now how it seems that all of heaven prepares for this event. You know, that's really... I always appreciated when Moses and Elijah were on the Mount of Transfiguration with the Lord Jesus. They weren't talking about some great place, but they were talking about current events, about the demise of the Lord Jesus. Who taught them that, or told them that, or shared that with them? God. Same thing with this marriage of the Lamb. All heaven is geared up for it as it appears. And what a day of rejoicing that is, even in heaven, in glory. And verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Certainly, that will be the right order of events for the saints who are with the Lord. Certainly not, but all of heaven, and it's in verse 6, heard the word, the voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, and the voice of a mighty thunder, he's saying, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." So it's not just, it appears to me that it's not just the Lord Jesus or God per se, but all that relates and is of God that appreciates and enjoys the purposes of God and the events that happen. And likewise for the believer. It says in Revelation that they who love his appearing. You know, the saints also want to see the Lord Jesus reign over earth and get the glory that he rightly receives. After all, didn't he make it for his glory? So that brings us to the portion set before us in Revelation.
One is reminded in Luke 15 that the Father said, when he was brought back to the Father, "Let us be merry." In this scene, we see that the saints are in the same mind of the Father. It is "let us." It is the multitude of voices joining together, having the mind of heaven. That when we are there, it's a matter of "let us rejoice and be glad." And there are reasons for it, dear brethren. It's not just for me to feel good. There are reasons and objects that God has set before us. And as we will enter into the marriage supper of the Lamb, there is reason. But how wonderful to see now the saints in that scene is in perfect tune with the mind of the Father, who said in Luke 15, "Let us be merry." And here we will be marrying through the endless ages of eternity.
Now, we've been looking at coming events on earth and in heaven. And this session, we're taking up with the heavenly side of the truth, the coming events in heaven. And we've referred to the rapture, the change to the living believers, and the resurrection of the dead saints, and then caught up together, ushered into the Father's house. We've spoken about the judgment seat of Christ. Now we're coming to the marriage supper of the Lamb. What about Ephesians 5, where it speaks about the presentation, that he might present it, the assembly, to himself, a glorious spot, not having...
Glorious,
what did I say?
Spot.
A glorious church. Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself. A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Is this presentation, is this something additional that comes in here? That's my question.
And I really think this is what will take place right after the judgment seat of Christ, where he is going to bring us into the inner chamber.
Yeah, this is something more intimate than the actual celebration of the marriage supper.
Yes.
Yeah.
The wedding is not for a marriage supper of the Lamb. I believe it's to display before all of these friends of his what he had accomplished in her, the righteousness of saints. But I think for himself, there will be something that is so unique that will take place in the Father's house when he presents her to himself without spot or blemish or any such a thing. And that is such a unique privilege that we and we alone will enjoy with him beyond anybody's eyes. There, the righteousness of saints will be displayed to those believers there. And then when he comes down, because again, I think when he comes down, they are also dressed up in verse 14. In verse 14, again, for the whole world to see, it's very similar words about wearing righteousness pure for the whole world. So that there is a presentation for himself that is so intimate, that only him presented to himself without spot or blemish or any such a thing. There's a presentation for those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then there's a presentation before the whole world when we come down with him. And I stand to be corrected.
No, it's just the question is also needs to be raised, and hopefully we can get some help. So what would be the difference between the Lord presenting to himself and Revelation 19... that his wife made herself ready? And I'm wondering if we can get some help in relationship to these two statements that I used.
I think pride.
Can you just speak up a little bit, brother? Don't be shy.
As far as my understanding is concerned, the pride gives us the idea of firstness and wife or administration.
I think that's a very good point, Brother Himraj, because I'm reminded of the book of Esther. When Esther herself, before she married the king, there was a period of time where she had prepared herself to be presented to the king in a very beautiful way in that day. But I think here it's a matter of she is competent for administration. That's his wife prepared herself to be competent to administrate with him in the world to come, and that's what will take place. Is that what you have in mind, John?
I asked the question.
I know what kind of questions you ask. But just something to contemplate. I think there is a part of, you know, it's really his portion. We're always kind of concerned about the display, so we'll make a show. And he will display his glory in us. But I think there is something about his portion in the saints. What he had accomplished in that church throughout all of these ages, where he purified her, where he did all of that work to confirm her to his image, it will be a trophy for himself that nobody else will enjoy and appreciate but himself in a very special way, I think.
Now this morning...